Welcome to Glam Mom Social, where we empower women, work on self-love and self-acceptance. Today's episode 4, attracting sales without being pushy and building lifelong relationships. Hey guys, welcome to episode 4, attracting sales without being too pushy and building lifelong relationships. Today I'll be going over my 8 steps and how they've helped me promote and grow through my business, not only through the salon business, but as well as my personal business. So let's get right into it. The first step is you will need to believe in yourself and you will need to believe in what you're selling. So think about your purpose. Think about your why. Why did you get into this business? Was it because maybe you're a stay-at-home mom and you need a side hustle? Was it just to have your own thing? Was it because you just needed to get away? Or was it that you absolutely love the product and you just fell in love with something? Build that story and write out a list of your why. What has helped you get into this business? Because most of the time, your why will relate to millions of other women out there. Because usually there's somebody that feels the exact same way as you. So you really want to share that why and you want to make sure that you are touching on those points often through your business, because that's going to build a lot of relationships and it's going to help your relationships last longer. Step number 2 is, what value can you bring to your audience and what value does your product bring? You know, I really am a firm believer that you really have to show examples, because people really want to know how this can help them in their lifestyle, how this can help them in their livelihood or help their family. How does it make them feel? Will it create a whole different experience, you know, through their life? And also ask for reviews. Reviews are awesome. You know, you want to ask your friends and family to really share their feelings around the product that you're selling. And essentially, at times you're really selling yourself. You really want people to believe in you. So by asking people to do maybe a video recording of how you made them feel through the sell or how the product made them feel once they took it home, those are awesome, awesome key ways to really get your message across and, you know, really show people the value behind what you're bringing and also your product. Step number 3 is lead by example. So show your buyers how it's done. If you're doing it, they might be more enticed to do it themselves. You know, these are for products that are maybe household products that you can use in your home. With hair, it's really, really specific. You really need to get to know the person's needs before you can recommend, because a product that might be helpful for me might not work for my client. So you really, really need to get to know somebody before you can recommend. But if you are also leading by example, so if you're giving them tips and tricks on how to use your product, they will also believe in it and they will also see that, hey, if she's doing it and it's super easy, I might be able to do that as well. Number 4, focus on what you are good at. So for example, if you are, you know, promoting, I don't know, hair, let's just say, and you're not good at hair, then that's okay. You could still sell, you know, a product, hair product or whatever it is, but find something that you're good at. So if you're really good at tips and tricks, stick to that. If you're really good at, you know, giving examples, stick to that. Find whatever works for you and kind of stick to what you're good at. For me, obviously, I think I'm good at hair and my clients think I'm good at hair, so I stick to that. I also do tutorials on my YouTube channel because for myself, I find it really easy to share how to do easy tips. And it might not come easy to me, but I try and really break it down for my guests so that it's easy for them. So I find that I'm really good at explaining and kind of investigating and getting to know people and breaking it down for people. So I stick to things like that, things that, ways that people can connect. So focus on what you're good at and do it over and over and over, till people really recognize that and just keep going at it. Number five, this is probably my favorite one. Educate people, don't sell, and build relationships with people. So people buy based on a feeling or a need. So you're there to help them feel that. What really, really works in our salon are our client intake forms because it gives us a roadmap of the client. It gives us their name, who they were referred by. And then to investigate further, we do a full-on client consultation that is two-paged. So it may seem a bit excessive, but we really get to know our guests. We get to know their history. We get to know their routine at home. We get to know, what the feeling that they want to leave with after sitting in our chair. We really take the time to investigate that because we're not only, selling you a hair product or selling you a service, we're building that relationship so that it lasts a lifetime. And by doing so, you're not only going to build trust with your guests, but you will have people that will believe in you for a really, really long time. And that's essentially what you're trying to do. You're not trying to sell them anything. You're just trying to build a relationship, get to know them, and then provide them with the value of whatever you are selling. And if it is a value to them, then essentially they will purchase from you. Number six, follow up with people. When you recommend something to somebody and then you don't follow up or you just kind of forget about them, it does feel more like a sell to the consumer. So you really, really want to, even do like a quick little callback or an email, just checking in on them, checking in to see how they enjoy the product. And that's a perfect opportunity to get to know them further. And also, if they do give you some constructive criticism, it's really great because it gives you a second chance to really get to know that person. Okay, step number seven, it's the little things that matter. And these little things may seem little to you, but it's huge to somebody. So if you can even remember, your consumer's birthday or anniversary or any little details, even about their children or their children's birthday, it will really, really come in handy because once again, you're not really selling anything. You're building that relationship. So any little thing that you can do to build that relationship and get to know somebody will really, really build that trust with your audience. Our final step, step number eight, give back to the community and get involved. This is huge for me. We have been giving back as a salon for a really long time. There's numerous different charities that we've given back to, the Burnaby firefighters. And we gave back 1 year to a school in the community for children who couldn't afford Christmas presents. And we've also given back to BC Children's Hospital. Once I had Stella, it really, really sparked something inside of me because it allowed me to really feel what a NICU mom felt at the time. And what I recently started doing for Christmas as well as Mother's Day is we made gift bags with a bunch of goodies. We've had some amazing, amazing local sponsors that have wanted to help and have reached out. And this was such a beautiful thing that I didn't even know was going to happen or develop into this. And then within that, I got to know a lot of other moms who have had premature babies and who have spent time in the NICU. So by giving back to your community, you will get to know and you will meet so many people that you can share your purpose with. And in turn, you will continue to just build wonderful, wonderful relationships with people. And giving back doesn't necessarily have to mean to a charity or like something really, really big. It could just mean giving back even to, a group of moms that go to your child's preschool, or a group of girlfriends that aren't privileged enough to have products that you're selling, just doing that or hosting something for them. And, that's not free, that you're not making money off of. You're really, really trying to get to know people, and you're really trying to create a feeling and fill the void that is not filled. So when you think about selling, or when you think about recommending, or building a business, you really, really just want to focus on building value for that person, getting to know that person, building a relationship, and just focusing on filling that void that is not there for them. That's essentially it. Thank you so much, guys, for following along. And please be sure to write a review. It would mean the world to me. Don't forget to tune in to Glad Mom Social Podcast on Instagram, as well as the Mompreneur Journey.